over the world.
As a thank you to anyone signing up for convenient automatic giving for the first time, we'd like to send you a special gift for your donation. Join us in partnership as we share Christ and love people. Contact us right now at joycemeyer.org.
Thanks again for listening to Enjoying Everyday Life. Our mission here at Joyce Meyer Ministries is simple: sharing Christ and loving people. Remember, together we can do more.
You're listening to WCNO's Spring Prayer and Share. For prayer requests, call 888-221-8990, 888-221-8990. You could also make a prayer request on the website, WCNO.com.
Our Spring Prayer and Share is alive and well. Call 888-221-8990 to donate today, or go to our website, WCNO.com, and click the Donate Here button on the homepage.
And good morning. We're glad you're listening today. This is WCNO in Palm City, Florida, and this is Prayer and Share, and we're so glad that you're joining us today. We are endeavoring to leave as many of the programs in as we possibly can during Prayer and Share this year, just believing that the Word of God is powerful and that faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God, and it's very important that we play that. We are kind of alternating the programs that we are including and the programs that we are going to preempt from day to day, so that we have opportunity to get the message out from some of our different programs. Well, it is right now 7:46, and normally you'd be listening to Trevor Banks at this time. However, this morning I need to come to you and just let you know that WCNO is a listener-supported station. And it is by your support that we are able to continue to be a vehicle to bring these other programs to you. And so we rely upon your donations, your prayerful support. So we give you that opportunity this morning. The phone lines are open right now. The number is 888-221-8990. That number is 888-221-8990. And Karen, good morning.
Good morning.
Looks like you're wide awake and ready to go get them.
I am.
And yeah, you survived the traffic this morning?
There was not much traffic. In a few pockets, you know, it was like jammed up.
Around traffic lights.
Yes, right. That's it. Then the rest was just perfect.
It's kind of, things are definitely much slower for sure. And I'm sure many of your lives are slower, which doesn't mean that they have slowed down personally. It just means you probably have had a change of schedule. And the change of schedule, I think, that makes a big difference in a lot of things. And, of course, we had devotions this morning, time of prayer at 6 o'clock. And if you were able to join us, I trust you were blessed by that season. We are talking about the mercy of God today, that God's mercy, it is new, not monthly, not weekly, but it's new every morning, and we need it every morning. Well, we are looking at a $200,000 budget that we need to raise, resources we need to raise for the operation of this ministry, Karen. And as of this moment, we have raised $15,000. This is day four, and we are just starting this morning, and we are looking for our family to come together. I know that these may be days of shaking. However, that does not change the fact that our God reigns, and He is sovereign and in charge. Some may be buttoning up for a bigger storm to come. I believe we should be, instead of buttoning up, we should be lifting up a shout and lifting up our hands and praising God, trusting God.
Amen.
And continuing to do everything in our power to love God, to love His people, and to love the lost. Will you join us today? You know, when you give to WCNO, that your gift goes to encourage the saints, to lift up the body of Christ. How important is that to be done? Well, it's extremely important, because this ministry brings the best teaching and the best music to encourage the heart of the saint. It also sends out a message to the prodigals, those who have wandered away. And listen, church, there are a lot of people who are not where they need to be with Jesus today. And we need to reach them. We need to love them. We need to let them know Jesus is the answer, and bring them back home encourage them to come back to the Father's house. And so this ministry does that. When you give to WCNO, that's part of our ministry. And of course, we also are not just reaching out to wandering sheep and prodigals, we're reaching out also to those who are lost. And so we encourage you to join us today. Karen, give all the contact information. The phone lines are open right now.
That toll-free number is 888-221-8990. You can call and make a pledge or a donation, or if you have a prayer request. If you'd like to text a donation, you can text WCNO to 24365, or you can go to the website, WCNO.com, and make a pledge or a donation.
All right, and we are looking for your calls this morning. We are going to look to have some other music mixed in here this morning, but I do want to just thank William. William from Port St. Lucie making a $20 donation yesterday evening, around 7:20 or so. So, William, we want to thank you for that gift that came in. You can give online to WCNO.com, and we will check that from time to time. Or remember, you can also text WCNO to 24365. Again, our phone lines are open this morning, and we are looking for your call. So, Karen, did everything go well? You made it out of the house? No cat issues this morning?
No, they kind of scattered this morning.
Cat scattered.
You know, I think I get up like 5:45, and they just want to go outside. They want to be out on the back porch and looking for the bobcat and the squirrels and raccoons and everything else that's out in the back there. So they just went right out the door as soon as I get up.
Did you say bobcat?
Yeah.
You have a bob kitty around your
house?
There's
one that occasionally comes by.
Sure enough.
Right up to the screen enclosure. Scary.
You live in the country?
No.
In the city? Well, Hope Sound.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's, you know, we have a little, what do you call it, area between
Preserve?
You.
Preserve?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, there's a bunch of trees and stuff there. So there's always things out there.
Things out there.
Armadillos. I mean, we've seen every kind of wildlife, even though, you know, there's only probably about 20 feet
right
of preserve, but there's a lot of activity out there.
All right, well, I'm glad everybody's safe.
Yes, everybody is safe.
And I didn't spill coffee this morning at the house, which was good. I just couldn't find my coffee cup, so I had to go digging to find a substitute, which I did, but no issues. I didn't blow any coffee cups up. Coffee's not all over the floor, so my wife will be happy when she wakes up. And went outside and found all the doors locked this morning, so no shock with any of that.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, it's a good thing. And driving in this morning, the roads were almost silent, not completely. But in even though that is the case, and things have changed, change is not easy. And I'm so glad we have God's mercy in the midst of it.
Amen.
When the schedule is stretched, it's stressed, it's forced upon us, and we really don't have the opportunity to do what we normally would do, sometimes we kind of are maybe a little out of sorts, just trying to adapt and adjust. But this is a time when schedules have changed, our lives have changed, at least for a season. But during this time, and you were talking about this, Karen, the other day, when we have a different schedule, we should look to see what God is opening up for us.
That's
to schedule.
Right. I keep having that feeling of the Lord saying, now that I have your attention. You know, like he's really speaking to each and every one of us. You know, you read things that are going on all over the world. You know, what the Lord is saying to people individually.
Right.
And he's speaking to each one of us. And, you know, I just think he's shaking whatever can be shaken out of our lives so that we won't bring that into the next season. You know, just shaking things off of us.
So just let go of whatever is hindering. Let it go.
Exactly.
And let's just get on with what God has for us. Well, once again, this is Prayer and Share, and this is spring. If you have noticed, we have kind of move beyond, hopefully, the blizzards and such forth. And we are now in spring. The season has changed. And I always like the change of seasons because I believe it should remind us that there is a change of season spiritually as well. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, yes. You know, there was a time when Israel was in bondage, but then they had a new season. They were on their way to the promised land, but they had a desert season between captivity and the promised land. And they got in trouble. Even though they were on the way to deliverance, they'd been delivered, they were on the way to their promise, they got in trouble in the desert land because they did not understand that season. It was not a season to destroy them. They'd just been under 300 years or whatever of 300-400 years of bondage with the Pharaohs. And so now they're being led by God. They're on the way to the promised land. But they just couldn't let go of their past. And so where we are right now, I don't know what the new normal will be. I just know that God is still God. God has a plan. God has not forsaken his people. And so we need to do what we can for the glory of God, take care of our families, and continue to be a worshiper, continue to be a giver, continue to sow. And let's look for the open door where the Lord is guiding us.
Amen. You know, even I grew up in Massachusetts, and I'm thinking about when the seasons would change up there, very noticeable.
Oh, sure.
You know, not as much here in Florida, but they are noticeable. But in the winter, you just, you know, everybody just hunkers down in the house. And,
right.
You know, and I just kind of feel like we're in that time. It's just.
But it's spring.
Just, almost.
We need to move it. Yeah. Well, almost.
But it's almost like just chill out and rest and relax and just wait till it's over. And like you were saying about whatever the Lord's going to do in the next season, just be ready for that.
Ready to move. Prepare ourselves for mm-hmm. what God has for us now. And incidentally, I believe God has been preparing us for this time. So that, when we think about God not giving us more than we can bear, this is quite a bit at this point. But yet God has been working in our life. And, someone said, don't pray for patience because tribulation is what brings patience. But all of us, when we go through times of tribulation, God is at work in our life to strengthen mm-hmm. us and yes. to prepare us and to equip us so we can minister to others. Well, yes, normally at this time we would have Trevor Banks on. This morning we do not because we are in prayer and share. We've had Trevor on the last three mornings, and so this morning we're taking this time to give our numbers out. Let's give them out again, Karen. The phone lines are open, and we're looking for your call today to call in and let us know what God is putting on your heart to give.
That toll-free number is 888-221-8990. Again, that's 888-221-8990. So I'm looking at your coffee cup, and it looks like a lighthouse.
It does, sort of, doesn't it?
Yes.
But it has.
I don't know if I've ever seen one blue, but.
Well, but it has a bee on the side. See the mm-hmm. bee? So I'm not sure what the bee is for, but it has those
busy
rings
bee.
Around. Busy bee. But it's decaf, so maybe it won't have me too busy this morning. But it's sort of working. I'm okay with that. We sent out a lot of letters. A few weeks ago, and we sent them out to all of our families that have given in the past, and we do that normally about two times a year is what we do. And so we have received some of those back, and we have people calling us, encouraging us to pray. Pray for our families, pray against the destruction, you know, that with the coronavirus, and we have been in prayer in regards to that. And if you have your letter, you have not mailed it in yet, would you prayerfully consider what God is directing you to do and be generous because our expenses continue, even though it's a difficult time. If you've noticed that if you have children, they still want to eat breakfast, you know, even if your schedule's changed. Notice that, you know, the children want to get up on Saturday the same time as they do through the week. You know, they want to get up early and get going. And so around this ministry, we have all the same expenses as we've had at any other time. And so the Lord is our provider. The Lord is your provider. As the Lord directs, would you call us, let you know what the Lord has put in your heart. We are looking for monthly givers, Karen. And you're in charge of the $1 a day givers. So with the Lord's help, we're hoping to see a few of those come in today. A dollar a